is Bernard or Janet next? Janet? Can you let her know when she has 3 minutes so she can gauge your time?
Okay, thank you. I seem to be bringing tidings, repeated tidings, from broadcasters even older than myself, and this time from the wonderful Malachy McCord, who I just spent a little time with him on air. I wasn't on air, but he was, and he is, as you may know, not just a writer of such books as Bush Lies in State and A Monk Swimming, is an activist and brother of Frank McCourt, and currently running about to run as a gubernatorial candidate for on the Green Party. So it was quite riveting questions asked of him this morning. The arts department is pretty much the poor sister of WBAI. We have the kind of oldest department and the least refreshment in a way in our programming, and the program director and I have really been talking about areas of where it isn't even just burnout, but people have just aged out of their programs, and this has happened somewhat suddenly, where several of our greatest classic shows, like our classic jazz show and a couple of homemade freeform radio shows have gone the way of bye-bye old times. I would love it if we could find some way. I was very impressed with Rip's statement yesterday about what he was doing to cultivate old programmers at his station, because I think it's really crucial that we keep our great radio personalities and you can call them stars, you can call them whatever you want, but they're people who have a real talent and feel for radio, and to keep them in our system and to keep them refreshed and eager to contribute whatever it is that they know in their various fields of expertise and obsession. And don't forget, WBAI has provided a lot of obsessed people, fields of strange scholarship with air, and really to the great enhancement of everybody in the listening audience. So I don't think that we want to lose that. We've been discussing how to replace our jazz show, how to fill the need for other communities such as the Brazilian community and give some air to Brazilian music. And we're sort of in the beginning stages, because every time there is a fundraising drive, we are driven sort of off the edge of our programming cliff, and it is really a very, stressful thing to keep creating and being creative among ourselves, because those little sparks that go on in the corridors or on the phone are the things that really result in the most amazing broadcasting moments. I want to talk a little bit about one show, which is an accident show, which has been the sort of one of the programmers who left it at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, left a space for, just sort of by virtue of the emptiness of what he'd left, a person who can talk for an hour. And so we have tried to have people of intellect and political sensibility come on that show and fill those hours, among them the 5 Gore Vidal hours that Dave Adelson helped produce in Los Angeles and that Christopher Zagouras worked on here with me. And those are archival, very special hours, along with another hour-long interview about Gore Vidal as a literary figure and Gore Vidal as a political figure. And a stream of people like Jonathan Schell and Wallace Shawn, Malachy, Reno, people who have equally an artistic drive as well as a political connection, something really important to say. There has been in the last, since before this Iraq war, there's been a tremendous outpouring from the theater world, from the art world, from the jazz world, an anti-war outpouring that I feel that we have had to, try to give some place to, because the New York Times doesn't, There is no place else. There is no other media that will support these plays, these productions. And I have a list of them, just the ones that have been given air to here, including Tony Randall's last time on the radio and his great production of The Trojans. We've also had The Warriors, Guantanamo, Citizen Reno, Paul Bucock's House of Baseball, Brian Dykstra's Cornered, David Hare's, oh gosh, I'm going to run out of time, Stuff Happens, Poems Not Fit for the White House, The Billionaires for Bush, on and on and on and on. We also have been cultivating from Penn, from the Penn the Writers Organization, a steady stream of programming, including the Penn Prison Writing Awards Project, which is going to air very soon and will be available to you, and the Open Book Committee, and the states of the several presentations of State of Emergency, the Salman Rushdie-led statements against totalitarianism and the detainment, etc. And we have done a reading with the Caribbean Book Talk that included such people as Elizabeth Nunez, who's been very, very prominent in this Caribbean writers group, and Colin Channer, whom as soon as Bernard and I heard him live on the air in a rebroadcast of a panel, said this guy has got to have more place here, because he's just, some people have it, he just have an instant rapport with an audience, an instant ability behind the microphone. He's a Jamaican writer, and he wants to go forth with a sort of lecture or panel on the way that reggae music has affected Jamaican prose writers. And it's just, amazing stuff. We've got Christopher John Farley, Maurice Conde, Esther Phillips, all of these Caribbean writers involved and interested in working and doing more panels. Also, Bloomsday is coming up, the James Joyce celebration. We have a correspondent in Budapest where the James Joyce stuff is going on, the yearly James Bloomsday celebrations, and we will be doing a 12-hour broadcast on June 16th, which is Bloomsday. And all of you, we're working with Larry Josephson, who is another emeritus producer of WBAI, to get this thing from live transmission from the stage of the Symphony Space, and you will all have it available to you. We're making it available to everybody at Pacifica. I'm racing along here because I see my time is almost up, but I want to thank so much the Pacifica Archives for existing, for providing us with something that absolutely sent ripples through the audience, which was 1959 audio version of the original Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot on Broadway. We had our local Joyce and Simon locally give a little précis to it, which I never knew that Beckett wrote this thing while he was underground, and it was really about Nazis. Anyway, thanks to the archives. Much more will come out of the Beckett 100. So, I wish I had more time. But peace now, folks. We cannot argue at WBAI. It is a waste of our air and a waste of our energy.
Thank you.
We really need to work together.
Deb, do we have time for a question?
We have about a minute and a half.
If you have a 30-second question, Janet can answer in a minute.
How much time do I have to answer?
If not, we'll move on to Bernard.